还有一个简单的报告。
Those teens who are going to camp,
去参加夏令营的年轻人,
we are leaving tomorrow
我们明,
at 6:30 in the morning.
明天早上6点半出发,
so please have your children here on time.
所以你们要把孩子准时带到这里来,
even though it's early.
虽然是很早,
I'd like to welcome the visitors this morning.
我愿意欢迎今天来我们当中拜访我们的客人。
And to our visitor who does not speak any Chinese.
And for the 拜访的人是不说中文的。
It's okay because I don't speak Chinese either.
我一样不会讲中文。
So we welcome you.
我们欢迎你们。
This long passage that we just read.
我们刚念的这一段长的经节。
It's going to take, as we look at it this morning, a little bit of imagination.
需要用我们的想象力,
you're going to have to do some visualization in your mind of what Ezekiel is actually seeing. He does make it fairly easy. He gives a very, very, very vivid description of what's happening here. And thus we may be able to learn some things from the descriptions that he's giving of the scene that he sees playing out before him. But we ask ourselves the question this morning, what is he really seeing? And if you look halfway through verse 28, he tells you something. He says, such was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord.
他说这就是耶和华荣耀的形象。
That is to say, that which Ezekiel was seeing,
这就是以西结所看的。
He was catching a glimpse of the glory of God.
他看到了神的荣耀的一点点。
What does this concept of glory mean?
这个神的荣耀是什么意思?
The word literally means a weight. It's something that's heavy.
所以这个字形容就是很沉重的。
But in reality what it is,
可是在实际上,
it's the visible appearance of the presence of God.
是可以看到神存在的现状。
It's often seen in the Old Testament as bright, shining light. In the Old Testament, when the children of Israel were traveling through the wilderness, they were being led by the glory of God. And how did that glory appear? By day, it was a pillar of cloud. And wherever the cloud would go, the people would go. By night, it was a pillar of fire. And thus, the glory of God is God's presence. So this morning, we're going to examine the glory of God through this passage. But this passage gives us an introduction. Some historical background. In verses 1 through 3. It begins by saying, in the 30th year. And this is the age of Ezekiel. He's 30 years old. In verse 3, we find out that Ezekiel is a priest. And we know that he was taken captive, he was taken into exile in the year 597 BC. During the second captivity. Hold your finger here, go to Numbers chapter 4. Numbers 4, verse 28 through 30.
民数记第四章。
Verse 28 and 29 are specifically discussing the various orders of the priesthood. Verse 30 says, from 30 years old up to 50 years old, you shall list them, everyone who can come on duty to do service of the tent of meeting.
从30岁直到50岁，凡前来任职在会幕里办事的。
And so what this is saying that the priests are to be serving in the temple from the age 30 to the age 50.
这里就是说祭司在圣殿里面侍奉从30岁到50岁。
Ezekiel was to be a priest.
以西结是要做祭司的。
He would have studied all of his life to fulfill this task.
他在一生就在准备要做祭司。
He would have had the equivalent of a PhD in priesthood.
他也可能有一个博士学位，就做祭司的博士学位。
He would have known all of the rites and rituals by heart.
他可以把一切的圣典典礼他都记得很清楚。
He would most likely have memorized the entirety of the Torah.
他很可能把摩西五经都记得很清楚，念得很清楚。
But at the age of 25,
他25岁的时候，
he was grabbed by Nebuchadnezzar's men.
他被尼布加尼撒的人俘虏了。
He was ripped out of his studies.
他从他的书房里面被拉出来。
He was placed in a foreign land.
他被他释放，俘虏到异乡。
In the land of Babylon.
到巴比伦去了。
Which is modern day Iraq.
也是现在的伊拉克。
And there he sat.
他坐在那里。
What's a man to do?
他应该做什么事呢？
He hasn't really learned any useful skills.
他没有学过任何的技巧。
He's supposed to earn his keep by people who give to the tabernacle.
他本来是应该人家送到圣殿里面的奉献来养活他自己。
He's not a farmer.
他不是农夫。
He's not a carpenter.
他也不是木匠。
He's not a blacksmith.
他也不是打铁的。
He's in a foreign land.
他在异乡。
With a people with whom he probably doesn't even speak their language.
很可能他附近的人都不说同样的语言。
He's supposed to be a priest.
他应该是祭司。
And within the religious economy of ancient Israel, there was supposed to be a central place of worship.
在以前的以色列的生活有一个集中崇拜的地方。
So as a priest, he understood that it would be wrong for him to go and set up his own altar.
所以做祭司的人不应该到别的地方去设立。
It would be wrong for him to make his own sacrifices.
假如他自己献祭的话是错的。
Apart and away from the temple.
不能够离开圣殿去奉献。
Because the temple is there.
因为圣殿是为这个设计的。
In 597, Solomon's temple was still standing in Jerusalem.
在那个时候，所罗门所造的圣殿仍然还存在。
And Ezekiel is even going to live to see its destruction in 586 BC.
所以以西结会活着看到圣殿被毁灭的那一年。
So Ezekiel is a priest.
所以以西结是祭司。
His name means God is my strength.
他的名字的意义是说神是我的力量。
We learn in verse 3 that he's the son of Buzi.
我们看到第三节说他是布西的儿子。
And Buzi must have had some angry parents.
我想那个时候他们应该很多父母都是很生气的。
Because his name means my contempt.
因为那个布西的意思是说我的反抗。
He's living in Babylon, it says, by the Kabar Canal.
他是在那个加巴鲁运河旁边住的。
And this was known as the Great Canal.
这是一个很大的一个运河。
Now, the city of Babylon was built upon the river Euphrates.
我们知道巴比伦是建在幼发拉底河那一带。
And there was a canal that started from the north of the city of Babylon.
从巴比伦的北部有一条运河。
And it went around the city.To the south of Babylon.
这些运河围着巴比伦的外边，一直到巴比伦的南边。
And this canal is many, many miles long.
这条运河很长。
And it was on the east side of this canal.
在这个运河的东边。
That the people were living.
是一般人是居住的地方。
That the Israelites who were pulled out of the land were living.
所以以色列人把他们把以色列人俘虏到这里来住。
We know the very date that this happened.
我们知道这是哪一天发生的。
It says in the fourth month on the fifth day of the month.
是在四月初五那一天。
Which would have been July 31st.
算起来就是七月三十一号。
In the year 593.
在五百九十三年。
We know exactly when it happened.
我们知道实际上什么时候发生的。
It was a historical date that was fixed in the mind of Ezekiel.
所以这是一个有历史性的时间在以西结的心中。
And there are two interesting phrases that it says in verse 3.
在第三节里面有两句话很有意义。
It first of all says that the word of the Lord came.
耶和华的话特特临到。
And then it says that the hand of the Lord was upon him there.
耶和华的灵降在他身上。
These are phrases that something very, very special was going to happen to Ezekiel.
这两句话表示在以西结的身上有很特别的事情会发生。
It says that the word of the Lord came to him.
所以耶和华的话降临。
Which is a statement of prophetic ministry.
这是一个说预言的事工。
It also says that the hand of the Lord was upon him.
也说到耶和华的手在他身上。
Which says that he will have great prophetic power along with that.
换句话说，就是表示他会有说预言的能力。
Although the sorts of things that Ezekiel did were not the kind of miracles that we see other portions of the Old Testament.
虽然以西结所行的不像在其他的旧约圣经所记载的。
The hand of the Lord was upon Ezekiel.
神的手在他身上。
So that he would not even open his mouth.
所以他可以不必开口。
Except to speak the prophetic word of the Lord.
只要说神的预言，神的话就可以。
The hand of the Lord was upon Ezekiel.
神的手在以西结身上。
So that his prophetic ministry would take part in doing many things that we would see as crazy.
所以我们会看到他所说的一些说预言的话，在我们看来可能是一点疯狂的。
He builds toys that look like the city of Jerusalem.
他做了一些那个玩具，看起来有点像以色列的城。
And then he lays on one side for, you know, 100 days or so.
他可以靠依靠的一边就依靠了一百天左右。
And he lays on his other side for 200 days or so.
然后他在依靠在另外一边的身体两百天。
Then he stands up and he smashes his toys to pieces.
然后他站起来把所有他的 toy, 他的玩具都打碎。
He sits there and he keeps a pot of water boiling.
他坐在那边的时候，他让一盆水在开。
And he stares at it for a long time.
他一直就瞪着那个水看看很久。
He finds a hole in the wall of the city he's living in.
他在他住的地方的墙上找到一个洞。
And he moves his luggage in and out of the wall.
他就把他的那个行李从那个洞里面运出来运进去。
And you have to wonder that some of the people looking at Ezekiel.
也想一想，那些人假如看到以西结的话。
They must have thought he was nuts.
他们想他一定是个疯子。
He was doing some completely crazy things.
他做了一些很疯狂的事。
But it was because that the hand of the Lord was upon him.
但这是因为耶和华的手在他身上。
To carry out the prophetic ministry.
来实行出说预言的事工。
And so Ezekiel has a vision.
所以以西结有个意象。
He's looking out over this plain.
他往那平原里面看。
And there are four manifestations of God's glory that he sees.
这里面他看到神荣耀的意象有四种。
There's an initial appearance.
最先是神的出现。
There's the description of his transportation.
然后形容到神的运行。
There's the description of his attendants.
然后又形容服侍神的人。
And there is the description of his representative.
然后又有形容神的代表。
Let's first of all look at the initial appearance.
我们看看神最初的出现。
So at first there's a stormy wind that's coming from the north.
从东方有狂啊北方有狂风来。
And a cloud with lightning flashing all around it.
有一个大云包括闪热的火。
But if you look closely, it's not really lightning.
你要仔细看，并不是闪电。
It's a cloud that's burning.
是一个云在烧。
And there's this color of burning and gleaming metal on the inside.
这里面你看到是有火烧跟这个金属发光的反射。
So all of a sudden, out of this cloud come four creatures.
从这个云里面出了四个活物。
And so their basic form was like they were humans.
是看起来好像人。
So they would have had two arms.
有两个手。
Two legs.
两条腿。
A basic human form body.
是看起来像一个人的身体。
But there are some exceptions that it says.
可这里面有一些例外。
In verse 6 it says that they had four faces.
他们有四个脸。
And four wings.
有四个翅膀。
And their legs were straight.
他们的腿都是直的。
So they weren't bent. They probably didn't have kneecaps.
他们可能没有膝盖，不会弯。
The soles of their feet were like the soles of a calf's foot.
所以他们的脚掌就有点像是这个牛犊之蹄。
So the bottom of their feet, they had hooves.
在他们脚掌底下是有一个铜。
And their color was like burning metal again.
所以那个铜看起来好像是灿烂如光的。
Polished metal.
是很亮的。
Under their wings and the four sides, they had human hands.
在他们四个翅膀以下有人的手。
So they had four wings and two hands.
所以他们有四个翅膀两个手。
And it says their wings touched one another.
翅膀彼此相接。
And we know that there are four faces.
我们知道他们有四个脸。
There is a human face.
有人的脸。
There is a lion face on the right side.
在右边有狮子的脸。
And face of an ox on the left side.
左边有牛的脸。
And an eagle probably on the back side.
在后面是鹰的脸。
And it says that they all went straight forward.
这里说他们都往前行。
Now if you had four faces,
假如你有四个脸,
which way would be straight forward?
哪一个是方向是往前走?
So they could go theoretically in all four directions.
所以理论上来说四面都可以走。
And they'd still be going straight forward.
但是哪一边走都是往前行。
It says their wings were spread out.
是他们翅膀展开。
And two of the wings,
两个翅膀,
would touch the wings of two of the others.
把另外两, 把旁边的翅膀连起来。
And so if you have four creatures,
假如你有四个活物,
in your mind's eye,
你有一个眼睛,
you could picture them forming a square.
你可以想象用你的眼睛想象他们形成一个四方形。
So each of them would be on a corner.
所以每一个人会在一个角。
With one wing touching another.
用他自己的翅膀。
And the other wing touching the other wing.
一个翅膀碰到一个活物，另外碰到另外一个活物。
And the other two wings.
另外两个翅膀。
Would cover their bodies.
是来遮盖他们的身体。
Each of them went straight forward.
每一个人都是往前行。
Look in verse 12.
看第十二节。
This is an important phrase.
这是很重要的一节经节。
Wherever the spirit would go, they went without turning as they went.
灵往哪里去，他们就往哪里去，行走，并不转身。
So these four creatures are not following their own will.
所以这四个活物不是靠着他们自己的意志行。
They are doing something that is dictated to them.
他们所做的是别人叫他们做的。
They are acting as they have been directed.
他们的行动是受人指挥的。
In other words, that God is ruling over these four creatures and directing where they are going.
所以换句话说，神控制这四个活物，让他们决定往哪里走。
And here we see God's sovereignty.
所以这里我们看到是神的主权。
God is sovereign in that He is ruling over His creation.
神有主权，他可以控制他所创造的。
As for the likeness of the living creatures, it says in verse 13.
在十三节说，是活物的形象。
Their appearance was like burning coals of fire.
像是烧着火炭的。
Like the appearance of torches moving to and fro among the living creatures.
在四活物中间上去下来。
And the fire was bright, and out of the fire went forth lightning.
这火有光辉，从火中发出闪电。
And the living creatures darted to and fro like the appearance of a flash of lightning.
说的是活物往来起走，好像电光一闪。
Usually in the pages of the Old Testament,
经常在圣约旧约的圣经里面。
When you see the concept of fire,
你看到有形容火的。
And the concept of lightning,
有闪电。
They're linked together in a picture of wrath.
就当闪电跟火连在一起，是表示愤怒。
This idea is also carried out in much of ancient Near Eastern and ancient mythologies.
所以这个状况也在就近东的神那个一些的 mythology 就是神话里面都有。
For instance, in Greek mythology,
比方说希腊的神话
，when the god Zeus would get angry,
当那个神 Zeus 神发怒的时候
，he would take a lightning bolt and he would throw it to the earth.
他会用一个闪电扔到世界上。
And so this picture of lightning is a picture of justice and of wrath.
所以这个闪电的形容是表示愤怒跟公正。
And even much of this book of Ezekiel is concentrated on the idea of the justice of God.
以西结这本书是注重在神的公正上。
Israel and Judah were wicked nations.
以色列跟犹大是个两个很邪恶的国。
There were people who were known for making idols.
就在他们当中人都崇拜偶像。
And even in the worst of their times,
在他们最坏的时候,
they were known for practicing human sacrifice.
他们用人献做活祭。
In a valley right to the south of Jerusalem,
在耶路撒冷南边的那个大峡谷里面,
they had set up a statue to the god Molech.
他们把那个摩亚神的偶像放在建立在那边。
And he was a giant bronze god.
在这个很大的一个铜像的神铜神像
with a mouth that looked like this
那个嘴就像这个样子
and arms outstretched like this
他的手就这样子伸出来了
and you would build a large fire underneath it
在下面生那个大生点了一个大的火
and so that the metal would become extremely hot
所以这个铜就变得很热
and then in an act of worship to this god
所以他们就来崇拜这一个假神
You would take your newborn children.
他们用什么来崇拜？用新生的婴孩。
You would put it on his arms.
把这新生婴孩放在一个铜像的手上。
And you would burn your child.
所以这个婴孩就会被烧。
And none of them survived.
没一个人可以活得了。
And this was the people of God.
这就是属神的人。
This was the nation whom God had called out to be a people called by His name.
这应该说是神。选择了一群人用要靠他的名招出来
But instead they went chasing after other gods.
可是他们却去崇拜其他的神。
They rejected the one true and living God.
他们背弃了他们自己的真神。
And they followed after idols.
他们为那些偶像所倾倒。
And thus this vision that Ezekiel sees.
这个就是以西结的所看到的意象。
It's first and foremost a vision of wrath.
这最重要的第一个也最先的一个意象就是神的愤怒。
That there's fire passing between these living creatures.
所以在这四个活物当中有闪电跟火。
As a picture of being agents for God's wrath.
所以这些活物就是神的愤怒的行使者。
So God's glory is seen in His appearance.
神的荣耀在他的显现当中
both through his sovereignty
从他的主权里面看到他的荣耀
and through his justice
也从他的公正里面看到他的荣耀
God's glory is also seen through his transportation
神的荣耀可以从他的运行里面看出来
and this begins in verse 15
在第十五节开始
so Ezekiel is looking at these living creatures
以西结在看这四个活物
And next to each living creature,
在每一个活物的旁边,
there was a wheel.
有一个轮子,
but it was a strange wheel.
是很奇怪的一个轮子,
it's not like any wheel you've ever seen.
并不像你所看到过的轮子。
See, normally on a cart with four wheels,
比方说在一个车子有四个轮子,
you kind of have to have at least two wheels that pivot.
有两个轮子是可以转的。
And so as you're driving it,
所以当你开的时候,
you have the ability to turn it.
所以你就可以转动。
Much like what we have in a modern day grocery cart.
就好像我们去 买 grocery 的时候那个车子。
But these wheels were different.
可这种车子是连轮子不同的。
It says their appearance was like the gleaming of beryl.
所以这个看起来好像是一个油发亮的一个铜。
Which is a glowing bright orange.
它是看起来是很亮的这个橘红色。
And it says that the four looked exactly the same.
这四个看起来完全一样。
And the appearance and construction being as if it were a wheel within a wheel.
好像是轮中套了轮。
Now what this is like, it's like what, having one wheel going straight ahead.
换句话说，有一个轮子是往前走。
And having another wheel like this.
另外一个轮子是垂直的。
So we already mentioned that the angels would move without turning.
我们已经说过了。
Because they're all.
四个活物可以走，会行走不转身。
Because they were already moving straight ahead.
因为他们就是往前行。
This cart also.
这个车子也是同样的。
Because of the construction of the wheels.
因为这个轮子的构造。
Could go forward.
可以往前走。
Could go backwards.
可以往后走。
Could go to the right.
可以往右走。
And could go to the left.
可以往左走。
Because of how the wheels that they were.
这就是因为这他们这样造。
And they went in any of the four directions in verse 17 without turning as they went.
所以第四节、第十七节说，向四方都能直行，并不掉转。
So these wheels can go anywhere.
所以这些轮子可以到任何的方向。
But the cart never has to turn.
这个车子不需要转。
If these wheels can go anywhere.
假如这个车轮子可以到任何的地方。
And they are picturing for us the glory of God.
让他们让我们看到神的荣耀。
They, ultimately speaking, if we take it to the highest end.
假如我们最终把这个轮子带到最高的地方。
The wheels themselves picture the fact that God is everywhere.
这些轮子象征神在无所不在。
That no matter where somebody goes,
it doesn't, 不管你到哪里去。
That God can, God is there.
神就在那里。
He has the ability to get there.
他有能力到那里。
He's inescapable.
他你逃不开他的。
So that no matter where the Israelites try to hide,
不管以色列人躲到哪里，
no matter where they try to run,
不管他们要跑到哪里，
because of their idolatry,
因为他们崇拜偶像，
God is going to find them.
神要找到他们。
He knows where they are.
神知道他们。
He's already there.
神已经在那里。
He is going to judge them.
神要审判他们。
But these wheels also.
这些轮子同样的。
Verse 18.
在十八节。
The rims were tall and awesome, and the rims of all four were full of eyes all around.
这轮子轮往周围满有眼睛。
So not only do these wheels have the ability to move anywhere,
不仅仅这个轮子可以到各地方行，各方向走。
These wheels have the ability to see,
这些轮子可以看。
And to see everything.
它可以看，所有都看得到。
This is picturing God's omniscience.
这就是代表神的无所不知。
God is not a blind God. He's not a blind God.
神不是一个瞎眼的神。
He sees all things.
他看到所有的事情。
He knows all things.
他知道所有的事情。
He sees us in our very private, most private moments.
他看到我们在最隐秘的时候。
He sees us at home when we are alone.
他看到我们在家里面独在的时候。
He sees the things that we turn on the television.
他看到我们所看的电视。
He sees the books that we read.
他看到我们所看的书。
He sees the places that we go on the internet.
他看到我们在那个网站上去看什么东西。
He sees the video games that we play.
他看我们所玩的这些电子游具。
He sees us when we are at work.
他看到我们在工作。
And he sees us how we carry out our jobs.
他看我们怎么样工作。
He sees us in our conversation with our friends.
他看到我们跟我们朋友们的聊天。
And thus he knows all things.
所以他无所不知。
He knows all things past.
他知道所有以前过去的事。
He sees all things present.
他也看到所有现在的事。
And he knows all things in the future.
他也知道所有未来的事。
Verse 19.
第十九节。
When the living creatures went, the wheels went beside them.
活物行走，轮也在旁边。 行走。
When the living creatures rose from the earth, the wheels rose.
So the 活物从地上升，轮也都上升。
So not only can they go in the four directions,
对，不但他们可以走四四周八围，
they also have the ability to go up and down.
他们可以往上往下。
We're at verse 20.
二十节。
We have this phrase again.
同样的语句。
Wherever the Spirit wanted them to go, they went.
圣灵往哪边走，他们就哪里去。
And the wheels rose along with them, for the spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels.
轮也在活物旁边上升，因为活物的灵在轮中。
God's glory is seen in His appearance.
对神的荣耀是从他表现上可以看得出来。
He's sovereign.
他的从他的主权。
He rules over His created order.
他所创造的他都控制。
His glory is seen in His justice.
是他的荣耀从他的公正里面看出来。
His wrath is coming against the people of Israel.
因为他的愤怒要降临到以色列人身上。
His glory is seen through His transportation.
神的荣耀从他的运行中可以看出来。
By the very construction of the wheels, they can go anywhere.
就借着轮子的构造，它可以到不同的地方去。
And thus we realize from this that God is everywhere.
也就是说，因为神是无所不在。
And God's glory is seen through His omniscience.
神的荣耀从他无所不知也看得出来。
With all of these eyes, He sees all things.
因为他有那么多眼睛，他可以看到所有的事。
Nothing escapes the vision of God.
任何的事情都不能够脱离神的眼睛。
And next, God's glory is seen through His attendants.
下面我们可以从侍奉神的人身上看到神的荣耀。
And says in verse 22,
22节,
Over the heads of the living creatures there was the likeness of an expanse.
活物的头以上有穹苍的形象。
Now this word expanse is the same word that's used in Genesis chapter 1.
所以这个穹苍就是在创世纪第一章里面所用的。
That when God is separating the waters above from the water below,
当神把水从上面跟水从下面分开的时候，
He makes the waters above into an expanse.
他把在上面的水变成了穹苍。
Into a platform.
就形成了一个
So the angels that are with the wheels are underneath this platform.
所以这个有轮子的这些天使在这个台子下面。
And it's above them.
这个台在他们上面。
That is to say that they are sitting underneath it.
换句话说，他们坐在那个下面。
And as those who are sitting underneath it, they are not what is important.
甚至他们坐在穹苍的下面表示并不重要。
They are simply serving the one who is above.
他们只是侍奉在上面的那一个。
It's an expanse shining like a crystal.
在这个穹苍像一个水晶。
Under their expanse, their wings were stretched out straight, one towards one another.
在他们下面呢，翅膀伸出来，彼此相接。
So there were two wings within the each one and within the corner.
每一个脚有两个翅膀。
And then it says with two wings each had covered its body.
每一个人用两个脚遮住他的身体。
This is an interesting statement.
这是一个很有趣的一个形容。
Hold your finger here and turn to Isaiah chapter 6.
我们现在去看以赛亚 26.
Chapter 6.
第六章，以赛亚第六章。
In a similar chapter to Ezekiel 1,
有点像以西结第一章,
Isaiah is receiving his prophetic call.
在这里以赛亚接受他神的呼召说预言。
And he sees a similar vision,
看到一个相似的意象。
Not quite the same,
不大完全一样。
A different setting,
不同的环境。
And some slightly different characters,
有一些看起来不太同的活物。
But it says in verse 6,
在第六节说,
In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up. The train of his robe filled the temple.
这是第六章的第一节。当乌西亚王崩的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿。
So Isaiah sees a vision of God. Verse 2, it says, above him stood the seraphim, that's the burning ones.
所以上面有沙拉佛, 这就是有烧的, 火烧的。
Each one of these has six wings.
各有六个翅膀。
With two, he covered his face.
有两个翅膀遮脸。
With two, he covered his feet.
两个翅膀遮脚。
With two, he did fly.
两个翅膀飞翔。
Now the reason he covers his face and his feet,
他为什么要遮脸跟遮脚?
It's seen in the song that these angels are singing.
对，你可以从这些天使们所唱的诗里面可以看得出来。
One called to another and said,
彼此呼喊说,
in verse 3,
在第三节,
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled with His, there's the word, glory.
圣哉圣哉圣哉, 万军之耶和华, 他的荣光充满全地。
The reason that they are covering their face,
他们为什么要遮住他们的脸?
The reason that they are covering their feet,
为什么要遮住他们的脚?
It's because there is a holy God.
因为在他们前面是一个圣洁的神。
And when we speak of holiness, we are essentially speaking of two things.
当我们谈到神的圣洁, 我们说到两件事情。
Number one, God is different from His created order.
第一点, 神从跟他所创造的是不一样的。
There is nothing like God in the universe except for God.
在这个宇宙中除了神以外没有像神。
And He is different from His created order because He is the Creator and we are the created.
他跟他所创造的分别因为他是创造者我们都是被创造的。
Therefore He is holy.
所以因为他是
He is distinct.
他是个神圣,
He's unique.
他是特别的。
And the second way,
第二点,
God is different from His created order in that all that God is good.
神跟他所创造不一样, 因为神的一切都是好的。
There is no sense of that which is common in God.
在神里面没有普通的。
There is no sense of that which is also evil in God.
在神里面没有邪恶的。
God is good.
神是好的。
God is unique and He is distinct from everything.
神是特别的, 他给圣人, 你所有都从他那里来。
So back in Ezekiel chapter 1,
回到以西结第一章,
even the angels who are in the presence of God,
这些活物在神的存在当中,
they are covering themselves. Because they realize that God is a holy God. And they are standing in the presence of a holy God. Verse 24 of Ezekiel 1.
以西结第一章第24节。
When they went, I heard the sound of their wings like the sound of many waters, like the sound of the Almighty.
活物行走的时候,我听见翅膀的响声,像大水的声音,像全能者的声音。
Have you ever stood a little bit too close or even sat in an airplane when they turn on the jet engines?
你有的时候坐飞机,有没有坐在那个引擎比较接近的时候,当他们引擎开始转动的时候?
Or have you ever gone to see the military air show up in Duluth or something? And you hear the sound of the F-16 when they fire up the engines?
但你听到那个F-16开动的时候所发出的响声,
and you feel the blast of the engines?
你感受到那个它那个引擎的开动的时候的震动,
even though you're a quarter mile away,
even 虽然你差不多有四分之一里以外,
it's extremely loud.
非常的响。
There are even times when you're so close that you either have to wear protection or you've got to stick your fingers in your ears.
所以太近的时候,
and so in order to have that much sound,
要有那么多的响声的话,
there must be an incredible amount of power.
一定有很大的力量,
that's being used to generate such sound.
用来创造这些声音。
And so the very sound that the angels are making,
在这里这些活物们所发出的响声，
Ezekiel compares them to the sound of the Almighty.
以西结用来代表全能者的声音。
He thinks of the most powerful thing possible.
他想最大能力能够发生的，
which is God Himself.
就是神自己。
And He compares the created thing to it.
他把他这些活物的形容成神的能力。
Because there's such a great amount of power in the creative thing.
因为在神所创造里面有这么大的能力。
Such a great amount of power in these angels.
这些活物有那么大的力量。
How much power must there be in the one that created them?
他们有这么大能力，那创造他们的应该有多大的能力呢？
There's an extreme amount of power.
所以要有非常大的力量。
And then it says, when they stood still, they let down their wings.
所以当他们停下来的时候，便将翅膀垂下。
And there came a voice from above the expanse over their heads.
在他们穹苍以上有声音。
So God's glory is seen through His attendants.
所以神的荣耀从侍奉他的人的身上可以看得出来。
His glory was seen in His appearance.
神的荣耀从他的表现形里面看得出来。
He's sovereign over His created order.
他在他所创造的身上有主权。
His justice and His wrath is about to be carried out against Israel.
神的愤怒跟神的公正要在以色列人身上实现。
His glory is seen through His transportation.
神的荣耀从他的运行当中可以看得出来。
The chariot upon which He is riding can go any direction.
这些活物所做的，他们可以到不同的方向去走。
We said that this signifies His omnipresence.
我们说过，这个象征神的无所不在。
The wheels on the chariot also had a great number of eyes.
在那个轮子上面有很多的眼睛。
We said we can learn from this that God sees all things.
我们说从这个我们可以知道神看到所有的事情。
And thus God knows all things.
所以神知道所有的事。
God's glory is seen through His attendants.
这神的荣耀从他的服侍他的人身上可以看得到。
And we said that by the very fact that two of the wings of these angels were covering their bodies.
我们谈到这些天使们有两个翅膀要遮盖自己的身体。
We learn from this that God is holy.
我们从这个里面我们知道神是圣洁的。
And because of the sound that their wings make.
因为他们从他们的翅膀所以发的声音。
We learn that there's a great amount of power.
我们可以看到神有很大的能量。
But finally, God's glory is seen in His representative.
是神的最后神的荣像可以从他的代表身上看出来。
Look in verse 26.
看26节。
Above the expanse over their heads, there was the likeness of a throne in appearance like a sapphire.
在他们头以上的穹苍之上，有宝座的形象，仿佛蓝宝石。
So as these angels are coming closer with this chariot,
当这些活物们从这些轮车上面快接近的时候，
he begins to see more and more clearly.
他可以看得更清楚。
And then he looks up upon this chariot.
但他看到在这个轮子的上面。
And he sees this shining blue throne.
看到一个发光的蓝色的宝座。
It looks like a sapphire gem.
好像是蓝宝石。
Sitting upon the throne.
坐在宝座形象以上。
Was a likeness with a human appearance.
有仿佛人的形状。
So this representative
这是一个代表
comes in the form of a human.
这是一个代表是以人的形状来的
One who is representing God himself.
也就是代表神自己
We know that from a theological perspective,
我们知道从神学的观点
God the Father never has a physical form.
圣父从来没有过身体的形状
And thus the only person of the Trinity, of the Godhead, of whom we know that has a physical form.
从这个神，这个三位一体的神里面，我们知道有身体形状的。
Or that ever comes in the form of a man.
曾经以人的形状来过的。
is Jesus Christ Himself.
就是主耶稣基督自己。
So I would say that this is a pre-incarnate appearance of Christ.
所以这里我们可以看到 是在道成肉身以前的基督的形象。
And it says in verse 27,
在27节说,
And upward from what had the appearance of his waist, I saw as it were gleaming metal like the appearance of fire enclosed all around.
我见从他腰以上有仿佛光耀的金军，周围都有火的形状。
And downward from what had the appearance of his waist, I saw as it were the appearance of fire, and there was brightness around him.
又见从他腰以下有仿佛火的形状，周围也有光辉。
So this man is surrounded by fire.
所以这个人是被火所包围的。
And as we already saw, that fire is a symbol of his wrath.
我们已经谈到过，火是象征神的愤怒。
So this time, he is coming with wrath against Israel.
所以这个时候，神是带着愤怒到以色列人中。
But the description goes on.
可是这个继续的在形容。
Look at the first part of verse 28.
看28节的前边。
Like the appearance of the bow that is in the cloud on the day of rain.
下雨的日子，云中虹的形状怎样？
So was the appearance of the brightness all around.
周围光辉的形状也是怎样？
So what was seemingly surrounding this fiery person sitting on the throne?
什么是包围这个像人的形状坐在宝座上呢？
You can imagine this crystal platform.
你看到这一个水晶的台,
and four angels underneath it with their wings connected.
这四个活物在这个台的下面, 他们的翅膀是连接在一起的。
And you can imagine the four wheels next to each of the four angels.
你可以看到在每一个活物的旁边有轮子。
And sitting on top of this burning throne,
坐在这个火烧的宝座上,
This gleaming blue throne was a burning man, the color of burning metal.
所以像一个发火的人有发火的金。
But around him was a rainbow.
可是在他的环绕着他的是一个红。
Hold your finger here.
暂时把手放在这里。
Go to Genesis 9.
创世纪第九章。 创世纪。
Genesis chapter 8.
创世纪第八章。
Verse 20.
第二十节。
Noah built an ark to the Lord and took every clean animal and some of every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar.
挪亚为耶和华筑了一座坛。 拿各类洁净的牲畜、飞鸟献在坛上为燔祭。
So after the flood that destroyed every man on earth except for eight,
当这个洪水把世界上所有的人除了八个人以外都消灭以后,
that killed every land animal except for two of each kind,
把所有的动物都消灭了，只是留下来每一种有两个,
and seven of each clean kind.
有七个是一种洁净的。
Noah gets off and he offers a sacrifice.
挪亚就献祭。
In chapter 9, verse 8,
第九章第八节,
God makes a promise to Noah and to everyone coming after him.
神跟挪亚的后代有个,
He says, Behold, I establish my covenant with you and your offspring after you, with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the livestock, every beast of the earth which is with you. As many as came out of the ark, it is for every beast of the earth. I establish my covenant with you, that never again shall all flesh be cut off by waters of the flood, and never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth. Look at verse 13.
看第十三节,
verse 12.
第看第十二节,
and God said, This is the sign of the covenant that I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for all future generations. I have set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be a sign of a covenant between me and the earth. When I bring clouds over the earth, and the bow is seen in the clouds, I will remember my covenant that is between you and every living creature of all flesh, and the waters shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. So what is this rainbow?
这个红是什么?
What is this bow that is surrounding the throne upon which the man is sitting?
我们刚刚说这个红,
it pictures the covenant loyalty of God.
所以这个红是表示神为他所立的约的信实。
Although the man is burning,
虽然那个人是火烧的,
although there is a great amount of wrath that is about to be poured against the people of Israel,
虽然神的很大的愤怒会要降临在以色列人身上,
the book of Ezekiel does not end with wrath.
可是以西结这本书结束的时候并不是谈到神的愤怒,
it ends with God setting up another covenant for the people of Israel.
也在这个以西结结束的时候,
a new covenant, which is set up where God Himself is sitting on the throne, where the man that's here is finally sitting on the throne of David in Jerusalem. And Jerusalem gets a new name. The very last verse of the book of Ezekiel. It says this.
这样子说的,
and the name of the city is this.
那个城的名字是这个,
God is there. God visibly dwelling with His people. And so even though because there is wrath,
虽然这里有愤怒,
there is still restoration
仍然会有重建,
that's promised.
这是神的应许,
and so God's glory is seen in His appearance.
所以神的荣耀从他的形象表现,
and we saw that God is a God of sovereignty and a God of justice.
我们看到神是有主权的神, 神是公正的神。
God's glory is seen through His transportation.
神的荣耀从他的运行也看出来。
And here we see God's omnipresence and His omniscience.
所以我们看到神的无所不在跟神的无所不知。
We see that God's glory is seen through His attendance.
我们看到神的荣耀从侍奉他的人身上看出来。
And here we see a God of holiness and power.
所以我们看到神是有能力的, 神是圣洁的。
And finally, we see that God's glory is seen in His representative.
最后我们可以从神的代表身上看到他的荣耀。
Through wrath and covenant faithfulness.
这里面包括了神的愤怒跟神对他所立的约的信实。
So what was Ezekiel's response to this?
所以以西结怎么样回应呢?
It says in verse 28, as we said from the beginning, such was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And look at this next phrase. And when I saw it, I fell on my face. The response that Ezekiel had was worship. He realized who the one true and living God was. He realized how small he was before God. Various characters throughout Scripture, when they catch a vision of the character of God, they have a similar response. What did Job do? God asks Job all sorts of questions. And finally, Job says, I have nothing more to say. I place my hands upon my mouth. What did Isaiah say?
以赛亚怎么说？
Being already a prophet and a man of God.
他已经是神说预言的人。
After giving six woes to the people of Israel in Isaiah chapter 5,
他在以赛亚第五章，他警告以色列人他们会有六个灾难。
There's a seventh woe in Isaiah chapter 6.
在第六章里面有第七个。
And he says, woe is me.
祸灾祸灾临到我身上。
In closing, I'd like you to see one more response within a page of the New Testament.
从结束的时候看一下新约。
Look at Revelation chapter 1.
启示录第一章。
Beginning in verse 9.
第九节。
I, John, your brother and partner in the tribulation and the kingdom and patient endurance that are in Jesus, was on the island called Patmos on the account of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet saying, write what you see in a book, and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, to Smyrna, to Pergamum, to Thyatira, to Sardis, to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking to me. And on turning, I saw seven golden lampstands. And in the midst of the lampstands was one like a son of man, clothed with a long robe with a golden sash around his chest. The hairs of his head were white like wool, as white as snow. His eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were burnished bronze, refined in a furnace. And a voice was like a roar of many waters. In his right hand he held the seven stars. From his mouth came the two-edged sword, and his face was like a sun shining in full strength. John the Apostle was the disciple whom Jesus loved. He was the man who was leaning against Jesus' chest during the Last Supper. But when he catches a vision of the glory of God, of the resurrected Christ, what does he do?
当他看到从死里复活的基督的形象的时候，他做了些什么？
Verse 17.
在第十七节。
When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead.
我一看见就扑倒在他脚前。
John, the one whom Jesus loved,
神所爱的约翰,
the apostle who is likely the closest to Jesus,
在所有的使徒中,
when he catches a vision of the glory of God,
当他看到神的荣耀,
he can do nothing else than fall at his face as though dead and worship.
他什么也不能做, 只能扑倒在他脚前, 像死了一样。
Let's close in a word of prayer.
我们一起祷告。
And now, Father,
天父,
you are ultimately a glorious God.
最终你是一个荣耀的神。
A God who dwells with an inapproachable light.
你是我们没有办法接近的亮光。
And Father, I pray that as we leave here today,
天父，我们希望在今天我们离开的时候,
that through your scriptures,
借着你的经节,
through the description that you've given to Ezekiel,
借着你赐给以西结的这种形容,
that we would leave here as people worshiping you for your character.
我们离开的时候, 我们也是在崇拜你的特征的人。
Having caught a vision of your glory through your word.
是我们从你的话里看到主，主你而神你自己的荣耀。
We pray these things in your son's precious name.
我们靠你儿子宝贵的圣名祷告。
And in the power of his blood.
也借着他宝血的能力。
Amen.
Amen.